from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Hello and welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father John Berteo. The televising of this Mass is made possible by contributions from three donors. The first is the estate of Margaret and Edmund Morris. For all deceased members of the Morris, Jordan, Gagne, and McClustrum families, all of whom came from Ireland in 175 to 200 years ago. The second is an anonymous donor from North York, Ontario, for the repose of the soul of a wonderful lady who died from Huntington's disease, for his two daughters who inherited the gene, and for a cure for this terrible disease. The third is an anonymous donor from Mississauga, Ontario, for the departed souls of Lizzie and Raphael Criadou, and in thanksgiving for blessings received. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass that we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
as we gather together from all over the world for the celebration of this Eucharist, let us ask our merciful God to forgive us our sins, especially those we may have hurt sometime during our lifetime, that we be at peace with each one and live free. You are sent to heal the contrite of heart, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
You came to call sinners, Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, and with unfailing care that, relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. My brothers and sisters, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But fornication and impurity of any kind or greed must not even be mentioned among you, as is proper among saints. Entirely out of place is obscene, silly, and vulgar talk, but instead, let there be thanksgiving. Be sure of this, that no fornicator or impure person, or one who is greedy, that is, an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be associated with them. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of the scoffers. but their delight is the law of the Lord. And on his law they meditate day and night. Behave like God as beloved children. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season. And their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. Behave like God as beloved children. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Behave like God as beloved children. Make us holy in the truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up and straightened up and began to praise God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie the ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When Jesus said this, all of his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I hope you remember the first few lines of the first reading, and just in case you sort of forgot it, let me repeat a couple of words, and I quote, "Brothers and sisters, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you," end quote. You probably agree with me that kindness is not evident in the something that we don't hear, at least, in the gospel that Luke writes today, where he states, the leader of the synagogue was, in my own word, upset. not happy because, as Luke writes, 6 days on which to work, so why not ought to be done? So why not let it no work done that day? And he continues, come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day. One of my sources writes about this clarification. Again, I quote, Jesus healed on the Sabbath not because he did not respect the Sabbath, but because he placed the rules into perspective. He placed the rules into perspective. So, unlike the lawyers, Jesus showed compassion and set the woman free from her illness. Dear friends, the Holy Spirit offers us the compassion and ability to also forgive others as we are forgiven. For example, some years ago, when you might remember, Sunday shopping was out of the question. Groceries and many department stores were just not allowed to open. Sunday was a family day. And today, as we all know, Sunday has become one of the busiest shopping days that we have. How about working on a Sunday? Is it part of those who are watching? Is it part of an agreement of the working conditions that you have with your employer? Then I ask, do you take time on one day a week to be with family, to rest, and give thanks to God for all your blessings? Example, one early Sunday morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning, my pager went off. And upon arriving at the hospital, I went to the nurse's station and I greeted a couple of nurses who were smiling at me, but I could tell it had been a long shift. And yet, they turned around and said, oh, Father, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so sorry that we called you at such a time in the busiest day of the week. And I turned around and I said, you know what? I thank you for being here in this much-needed ministry to those in need. They looked at me and were surprised that I referred to them, not their job, but as a ministry. They were delightfully surprised, and my comment and happy, we made them happy at the same time. A question then, are you at peace with those you have encountered in your life? Have you ever said something or criticized someone and later on regretted what you had done or said? Have you apologized yet? If no, why not? It's one of the things that we shall all do to be at peace with ourselves, with others, and most of all, with Christ. Also, can you think of someone that you criticize and they have gone home before us? Next week, dear friends, we begin the month of November, the month for us to remember. We start with November the 1st, remember all saints who are in the presence of God interceding for us. On November the 2nd, we pray for all souls, especially for those who are in most need. As St. John Paul II wrote, and I quote, the devotion to the memory of the dead is one of the most beautiful expressions of the Catholic spirit. I personally, having lost many friends and family members, not to mention, of course, my mom, I too have been in that storm, as Pope Francis called it, a storm of fear, loss, confusion, and wondering, did I do the right thing? Could I have done something better, something more for those who have gone before me? This is the internal stuff that we go through. I rest in peace because I did make my peace with them while they were here. But yet, we always have a little doubt. You are all, and I, are all in the same boat eventually, the boat of grieving and doubting. So, have you lost someone that you were not at peace with and are trying to find a way to reconnect with them? Why not then join our community of prayer during the month of November? Add your names to our community book of remembrance. The address of the webpage is up on the screen and will be shown again before we sign off on this Mass. You see, Jesus set many free, those who ask for healing. then ask Jesus in your prayers to set your family members or friends who are in most need, that they need to be set free from the pains in purgatory. Then join the community of prayer and join thousands of others who may be in the same position that you and I are in, praying together as a community. Can you imagine everyone praying together to the glory of God to help those souls in great need? That's the best thing we can do for them who are now gone. The time and place to pray is today, here on earth. Once we leave and go up to the mercy of God, we leave behind those who also we want them to pray for us when we are gone. As St. Paul stated, be kind to one another. Be compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. Be good, be kind, and live in peace. Let us pray. The prayer intentions for this month of October, for all of those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, we pray that during this time of Thanksgiving, we be grateful for all our gifts and be willing to share our goods and talents with others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, let it be a place for healing here on earth and in heaven. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are sick and those who care for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all participating in this Daily TV Mass, that they receive the healing they seek and the courage to be at peace with others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And thanksgiving for the generous sponsors of the Daily TV Mass, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Queen, to the Queen of peace and healing, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Grace, pray for us. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for if you can receive the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this water and wine, may you come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for you who have received the bread we offer you, the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit, stay with you, Lord God. Lord, wash away my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands
and the praise of
and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O Lord, our God, who once established these sacred things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that they may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son, you created the human race, so also through him, with great goodness, you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too exult with all the angels, as in one joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God
is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring it to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Thomas our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
This is the time to pause for a moment. If you're alone, think of someone you wanted to be at peace with. If they're here, grant them peace. If they're not, that they may rest in peace.
Take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that
you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ bring me to everlasting life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who have willed that we be partakers of the one bread and the one chalice, grant us, we pray, so to live that, made one in Christ, we may joyfully bear fruit for the salvation of the world. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from this Eucharist into peace and love of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.